Let us again turn in the Word of God to Matthew's Gospel and the chapter 26. Matthew 26, let us read another portion from the verse 69. And then we'll say a little word to the boys and girls based on this passage. Matthew 26, verse 69, "And Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bereath thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly." Boys and girls, this story is a very sad story, because here's Peter, who was loved by the Lord Jesus, and for whom the Lord Jesus did very, very much. Here's Peter denying the Lord Jesus. Here's Peter saying, I don't know the man. Here he's pretending to not be a follower of Christ at all. And twice he was asked, were you with Jesus? Do you know Jesus? And he says, I don't know him. And then a third time they said to him in verse 73, and I would leave that verse with you especially, they that stood by said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bereath thee. This time they offered proof. This time they thought they had some evidence that he knew Jesus, that he was with Jesus. Your speech bereaves you. Now that word bereath, we don't use that much today. You've maybe never heard that word. You wonder what it means. But it's an old English word which means to show, to make manifest, to evidence, to make obvious. There's something about his talk that makes it so obvious that he knows Jesus. You might go to a certain school, boys and girls, I'm just giving you an illustration now. You might go to a certain school, and all the schools have a uniform, don't they? And if you wear the uniform, that shows that you go to that school. Now, if someone asked you, do you go to that school, and you were wearing the uniform, and yet you said, no, I don't go to that school. Well, then the people can say to you, well, your uniform bereaves you. It shows that you do go to that school. And that's what they're saying to Peter. You may deny it, but your speech bereaveth you. It shows that you know Jesus. So there's something about his accent, something about the way that he talks, something about his dialect, and that makes him to be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ somehow. You know that people have different accents, don't you? You know someone's from Scotland because he speaks like a Scottish man, and you know there's people from Ballymena because they speak like Ballymena people, and people from Liverpool and all different places. You know them by their talk and by their speech. And Peter talked like Jesus, just like him. Because you see, they're from the same region of Galilee. They had the dialect, the accent. And as well as that, Peter was very close to the Lord Jesus for 3 years. And I think more than the accent, he just got the way the Lord talked. His different wee ways and emphasis. And there's just something that caused them to know he was with Jesus. His speech showed he knew Jesus, even though he denied it. His mouth showed that he was a follower of Christ, even though he denied it. You know, boys and girls, we can't really hide what we are. It always comes out. And that which is nearest to the heart comes out the sooner. And it shows itself. You know, the birds, you hear the birds singing in the morning. Don't you love to hear the birds singing in the morning, the dawn of day? Why do the birds sing in the morning? Because it's dawning. They love the light, they love the day. They love to be able to get out of the nest, to fly and to flap their wings and to go about their business. They're just glad. And they sing. And their song bereath. And they're so happy they can't contain it. It just comes out. Boys and girls, what's nearest our heart comes out. It's seen what we are. Comes out first. It can't be hid. You remember the Lord Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so, boys and girls, your talk, what you talk about, the way you talk, the kind of words that you use, show what you are. They reveal your heart. Does it show that you have Jesus in your heart? Your speech, what you say, and especially the way that you say it, does it show that you have Jesus in your heart? Is his word dwelling in you richly? Is Christ within? Is his word within? Do you have the language of the kingdom of God? Prayer? Do you have the language of prayer? Do you pray? Does it show by your prayers, by your speech, that you know Jesus? Boys and girls, let Jesus into your heart. Let him into your life. Ask him to fill you with himself and to fill you with his love and to fill you with his grace. And get to know the Lord and get close to the Lord as Peter was for 3 years. And it just come out. Even though he was denying him, it still couldn't be hid. There was something there. And boys and girls, you get to know the Lord and get him into your life and especially ask him to fill you with his love. And you know something? You'll soon be talking like him, just like the Lord. And your speech will bewray you. And your mommy won't have to ask you, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? It'll just show. It'll just come out of your life. So may you remember these words, boys and girls. Let's pray now. Our Father, we thank thee again for the boys and girls in thy house this morning. We bless thee and praise thee for the little ones. And we ask, Lord, that this word that has been especially for them might be blessed of thee, that the Holy Spirit might be pleased to use it, and that this word might get into their little hearts and purify their little hearts and even cause their little hearts to know the Lord and to be filled with the knowledge of Christ and with the love of Jesus. So bless the children and keep them safe all day and every day this week. And may they be able to be found here again next Sabbath day to thy praise and glory for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.